light snow accumulation possible. Going into the mid-30s on Monday, and on Monday night, partly cloudy, going down to 10 to 15 degrees. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, ThalmanServiceCenter.com, Thalmanns, ThalmanServiceCenter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to be looking a little bit closer at the band and the musicians Robbie Robertson and Levon Helm.
Keep it. see you again. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I spray a leak. She means me, I don't have to scream. She defends me, a drunkard's dream, if I ever did see
Up on Cripple Creek. That's from the album by the band called The Band. What a landmark recording. Released in 1969. So The Band, yeah. Jamie Robbie Robertson was the lead guitar player. He wrote every single song on this entire album. He played guitar and he also was an engineer. The other members of the band are Rick Danko, plays the bass guitar. He also sings. Levon Helm, we just heard Levon. He sang the lead vocal on Up on Cripple Creek. He's also the drummer, also plays mandolin and guitar. Richard Manuel is a keyboard player, plays the sax and the mouth harp. And Garth Hudson is the organ player and the keyboard player. So I don't know if you had a chance this past Wednesday. WJFF sponsored a special viewing of The Last Waltz at the Calicoon Theater. And, you know, I had never seen that that documentary. It was produced and filmed by Martin Scorsese, quite a prolific director in his own right. And it was an incredible concert to view, 1978. And all of the different musicians that came together in this concert, I really never understood how the band was in the center of so many genres and so connected on the scene. It was an incredibly astounding array of performers. So I got really interested in the musicians, and I didn't really know that much about Robbie Robertson and Levon Helm. So today's program, we're going to be focusing on those two singer-songwriters, founding members of the band. Levon Helm, let's start with Levon Helm. Very unique voice. Levon Helm was born in Arkansas in 1940, and he was raised, I love the name of this town, he was raised in a little town called Turkey Scratch in Arkansas. And his parents were cotton farmers. And he grew up being surrounded by the blues and country and R&B. And he also was very influenced by the harmonica player Sonny Boy Williamson. Well, he had something really going on locally here in our area. He lived in Woodstock, and beginning in the 2000s, he sponsored a series of concerts called the Midnight Ramble. Now, what was interesting for me is when I saw The Last Waltz, a lot of things, a lot of energy started in that concert. And one of the things that Levon Helm had said to Martin Scorsese led to him starting this thing called the Midnight Ramble like 30 years later. Here's a quote about what Levon Helm said to Martin Scorsese. Quote, "After the finale, they'd have the Midnight Ramble. When the young children were off the premises, the show resumed and the songs would get a little bit juicier, the jokes would get a little funnier, and the prettiest dancer would really get down and shake it a few times, and a lot of rock and roll duck walks and moves came from the Midnight Rambler." So he was talking about that, you know, in the mid-70s. So he started a whole series out of a place called The Barn in Woodstock. And there was an incredible array of performances. They did a lot of live recordings at the Midnight Ramble. Elvis Costello was there, Emmylou Harris, Mavis Staples, Donald Fagen, you know, of Steely Dan, Ricky Lee Jones, just all kinds of incredible performances at the Midnight Ramble. But I wanted to feature some of the last recordings that Levon Helm did. He was diagnosed with throat cancer cancer of the throat in 1998, but his cancer went into remission and he rehabilitated his voice, and he released an album in 2007 called Dirt Farmer, and he got the Grammy Award that year for the best traditional folk album. And then he followed up in 2010 with his final album called Electric Dirt, and we're about to hear a couple of tracks from Electric Dirt. When he released that album, the Grammy Awards had just established a brand new category for the best Americana album, and Levon Helm was the first musician to actually receive that award in 2010 for the album called Electric Dirt. Now, it's interesting because the band, you know, Robbie Robertson wrote all those songs. So Levon Helm is also a songwriter, but on these albums, he really does a lot of covers. There is one song which he wrote called Grow and Trade, and Levon Helm is going to be playing the drums and singing vocals. His daughter, Amy, is also singing with him on this track. So I thought we'd start with Grow and Trade, since he wrote that track. And then he does a couple of really cool covers. You know, in The Last Waltz, Muddy Waters appeared on that. And apparently, you know, they had a lot of influence on Levon Helm, because on this album, Electric Dirt, he covers two songs that were written by Muddy Waters. So I thought we'd hear one of those. It's called Stuff You Gotta Watch. And then another song he does, the final track we'll hear, is by another one of my favorite singer-songwriters, Randy Newman. So it's very interesting to hear Levon Helm from 2010. This is Electric Dirt.
A family till I was weary to the bone, but hard labor never bothered me. Lord, it's all I've ever known. Too many seasons of calamity and too much interest on the loan. I'm half the size that I used to be and half of that storm. The crops ain't worth the seed, and 10 will only get you fine. The livestock I'm a feeding, I can hardly keep them in line. I gotta do what I can to survive. I know the law won't be forgiven, but that'll be the choice I made. I used to farm for a living, and now I'm in the growing trade. The summer beauty of the cotton fields was like a view from heaven's door. Granddaddy said that harvest time was what the good Lord made us for. I guess you'd wonder where's the dignity in a crop you raised to burn. But this land is my legacy. I got nowhere else to turn. A shotgun on my shoulder. I know the law won't be forgiven, but that'll be the choice I made. I used to farm for a living, and now I'm in the growing trade. Helicopters in the distance
forgiven, but that'll be the choice I make. I used to farm for a living, and now I'm in the growing tree. I used to farm for a living, and now I'm in the growing tree. There's 100,000 Frenchmen in New Orleans. In New Orleans, there are Frenchmen everywhere. But your house could burn down, all your babies could drown. Wouldn't none of them Frenchmen care? Everybody, around. Loosen up your suspenders, hunker down on the ground. I may crack up, you are too, but don't I take good care of you. Who built the highway from Baton Rouge? Who put up your hospital and built your schools? Who is it looks after shit kickers like?
Levon Helm, from his final recordings in 2009, the CD is called Electric Dirt. And that song we just heard was by Randy Newman, called Kingfish. We started off that set with a song that Levon wrote called Grow and Trade, and we also heard him cover a Muddy Waters song, Stuff You Gotta Watch. What an iconic voice. What a recognizable voice. Really amazing that he, you know, had throat cancer and that he rehabilitated enough to be able to sing and still be so recognizable. One of the things that I discovered when I was reading about Levon Helm that I never knew is that George Harrison was so inspired by Levon Helm that when he was writing his song All Things Must Pass, that George Harrison said that he imagined that Levon Helm was singing it, and it helped him write it. And, you know, of course, there's also that song Levon that Elton John and Bernie Taupin wrote, and they named the song after Levon Helm. He passed away when he was 71 years old in April of 2012, And there was a lot of, you know, memorial concerts at the 2013 Grammy Awards, you know, Elton John and Mavis Staples and a lot of other musicians performed The Wait as a tribute to Lee Von Helm. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, we're exploring the artistry of Lee Von Helm and Robbie Robertson, both founding members of the band. So, maybe you had a chance to catch The Last Waltz this past week at the Calicoon Theater. WJFF did a special presentation of the Martin Scorsese documentary of the band's, quote, final concert in 1978. And Robbie Robertson, I didn't realize, I'd always listened to the band, I didn't realize he wrote every single one of those songs. And, you know, it was an astounding lineup of different musicians in that concert. And, you know, we know about the work that they did with Bob Dylan. I mean, that's so well known and so well documented. But the things that I didn't know is all the different studio work that Robbie Robertson did, even while he was with the band, so that by the time they got to The Last Waltz, he had already collaborated with a lot of the people in that concert. For instance, Joni Mitchell appeared in The Last Waltz, and one of her best-selling albums, Court and Spark, Robertson plays guitar. Robertson plays, he played guitar on Ringo Starr's solo album in 1973 called Ringo. He played on Jesse Winchester's debut album. He played in 1975 with Eric Clapton on Eric Clapton's No Reason to Cry album. He played with Neil Diamond in the mid-70s. So a lot of these musicians appeared in the Last Waltz concert. And I was really surprised. I didn't realize what a kind of a collaboration that he had. After he did The Last Waltz, Martin Scorsese was the producer. Another thing that I didn't know about Robbie Robertson is that he continued to work with Scorsese, and he actually composed and worked on the soundtracks for a lot of the Scorsese movies in the 1980s. Raging Bull, The King of Comedy, The Color of Money. If you've ever seen those movies, you know, I had no idea that Robertson had that kind of career working on those soundtracks. He releases his first solo album in 1987 after he signs a deal with Geffen Records. And he does a few different solo albums. But the two that I want to feature on today's program is an album he recorded in 1994. Called Music for the Native Americans. Now, I find that very intriguing, and the reason that he did this album is that Robbie Robertson's mother was a Cayuga and Mohawk Indian. Robbie Robertson was born in 1943. He's an only child, and his mother was raised on the Six Nations Reserve in Toronto, Canada. His father died. His father was Jewish. He died when Robbie was only 4 years old. So when he was growing up, he would often travel with his mother to the Six Nations Reservation to visit with the family. And, you know, this is where he started playing music. So it's really fascinating to hear this recording that he did in 1994, where he draws on some of the Indian chants and some of the Native American rhythms on the album called Music for Native Americans. So we're going to listen to two songs from that release. One of the songs is called It's a Good Day to Die. And Robbie Robertson is singing lead vocals and playing guitar, but his son, Sebastian, is playing drums with him. So let's start out. The first track we'll hear is called Ghost Dance. And then we'll hear It's a Good Day to Die. This is Robbie Robertson, music for the Native Americans from 1994.
songs no more. Sky. It is a good day to die.
It is a good day to die. From Robbie Robertson's Music for the Native Americans. And then right before that, we heard Ghost Dance, released in 1994, where Robertson pays a tribute to his Mohawk roots. So he released another album where he did a collaboration with Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood. In 2011, Robbie Robertson released How to Become Clairvoyant. I think that's a brilliant name. And he actually appeared on TV. He was on David Letterman's Late Show and on The View, and he played a little bit of this on live TV. So I thought we'd hear one of the tracks that he co-wrote with Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton is playing lead guitar along with Robbie Robertson on guitar and vocals. And Steve Winwood is playing organ. The song is called Fear of Falling. And then we'll also hear the other song that he performed on the David Letterman show. That track is called He Don't Live Here Anymore, from Robbie Robertson in 2011. This is called Fear of Falling.
I was lost, couldn't see the was only trying to kill the pain. Too far gone. I was running on a red light, always looking for a street fight. I was higher than a lost guy. Too far gone.
Robbie Robertson, He Don't Live Here No More. And right before that, we heard Fear of Falling. That's from Robbie Robertson's 2011 How to Become Clairvoyant. And that song, Fear of Falling, he co-wrote with Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood on organ. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. We're going to finish up today's program with a recording from The Last Waltz soundtrack. The final band concert in 1978. We're going to hear Lee Von Helm singing the lead on one of Robbie Robertson's compositions, probably one of his most famous ones, The Night They Drove All Old Dixie Down. This is from The Last Waltz.
Stoneman's cavalry came and they tore up the track. We were hungry, just the barely alive. By May 10th, a Richmond had fell. It's a time I remember oh so well. The night ain't no more Dixie down. When all the bells were ringing, the night ain't no more Dixie down. And all the people were singing. You need and you leave the rest, but they should never have taken the very best. The night ain't no more Dixie down. When all the bells are ringing, the night ain't no more Dixie down. And all the people were singing.
Kathy Geary, you've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the program today featuring the band, Levon Helm and Robbie Robertson. And once again, thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, RiverReporter.com, and from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, ThalmanServiceCenter.com. It's about 1 minute before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH Monticello, New York, Rear Radio Cats.